You talked about how the economic base supports each one of these developments.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was the Industrial Revolution that supported our...
Level four, roughly the rational formal level. What you have is archaic to magic to mythic to rational goes foraging to horticultural to agrarian to industrial. And then the fifth, which is postmodern, pluralistic, that really has gone with the informational age. And what happens with the information age is that it's just such a cascade of information from all different perspectives that it really does give you a very rich pluralistic overview. And that's kind of the actual economic infrastructure of the postmodern age, are people that really work with that pluralistic knowledge. They're knowledge bearers more than they are a producer of goods.
So as we move to an integral consciousness,
right,
what's the economic structure that will be supporting
know.
That?
We don't
Any
know.
Any guesses?
Yes. Light body transfer through cyberspace on drugs. It's going to be fun. It could be any number of things, really. And what you find if you look at the techno-economic base, which again, that's the lower right quadrant, which means the objective third-person plural objects out there that go with social gatherings. So it can mean the actual school buildings, roads, any of the physical aspects, ecosystems, anything you see out there in the objective world. The techno-economic base are those things out there that we use to provide our basic services, goods, services, and economic well-being. So originally it was foraging, hunting, gathering, and then somebody, probably a woman, figured out how to plant seeds, and we got horticulture. And then somebody, probably a man, figured out how to hook a plow to the back of an ox, and we got agrarian. And there's a huge change from horticultural to agrarian, for example. Because horticultural, a pregnant woman can use a digging stick or hoe just as easily as a man. And so women continue to be part of the productive workforce in horticultural societies. About 80% of foodstuffs are produced by women. And of the horticultural societies we're aware of, a third of them have female-only deities. And about a third of them have male and female deities. And about a third of them have male-only deities. When you switch to an animal-drawn plow, however, women don't do that. They suffer high rates of miscarriage. They kind of voluntarily move out of the public workforce at that point. 97% of those societies are patriarchal. They have male-only deities. It's really a stunning switch that occurs. And those are the agrarians with the great, great civilizations of Rome and India and so on. When you move into the modern era, with the emergence of the steam engine, the internal combustion engine, the industrial rational age, again, there was actually a freeing of women, in a sense, because they, and this is why you see the rise of feminism, because industrialization removed the demand for physical power in many ways, and also the freeing of slaves. Each of these types of techno-economic modes, there's a kind of, it allows human consciousness to become subtler and subtler in itself. So there's sort of there's more interiorization that you can accomplish with these increasingly higher stages. By the time you get to the informational society, most of that is, of course, occurring in data networks, computer screens. It's all very ethereal almost in itself. And so there's been a lot of speculation about cyberspace anyway being kind of a new global nervous system type of thing. And there's some degree of truth to that. But beyond that, what could happen, it could be computer-human brain linkages that would allow massive sort of instantaneous information transfer. These types of services for higher states and stages of consciousness could become a major economic infrastructure. It could be part of the actual economics of a culture at that center of gravity. I mean, all of this is very, very possible. As you can see right now, there's an etherealization kind of happening even in the cyberspace. But we have to remember that we can't just focus on the its or the external sort of digital data network, because there's still I and we. There's still what's going on in the interiors. So a lot of people got a little bit misled with the coming of the kind of the worldwide net, for example. And the idea was that was going to be a global unified consciousness. But people using the net can be at any level of interior development. They can be at egocentric, ethnocentric. They can be at the conformist level. They can be at the rational level. They can be at the pluralistic level. So just the fact that there's a global external skin doesn't mean that the interior consciousness is global. That only happens at very, very high levels of awareness. Not very many people are there, and the world certainly is not at that point. But what the actual techno-economic base would be like it could be very, very luminous. Let's put it that way.
But you're not prepared to be any more precise.
I don't think you can. I think it's the whole point about emergence. That a truly creative emergent is a surprise. And if it doesn't surprise you, it's not an emergent. All these other modes, though, remember, all the previous levels are still there in some ways. And so even on the techno-economic base, they're still foraging. And there's people still do horticulture. They're still agrarian. There's still people out in Kansas plowing fields. And they often have this mythic level of development on the interior, which is why recently in Kansas they outlawed the teaching of evolution. This is what agrarian structures do. They don't trust science, which is level four. So, but nonetheless, because all of these, quote, lower junior modes of economy service these lower levels of our own being, they're always around there in some sense. And wherever you find gangs running around, they forage for survival, whether it's in inner city ghettos or third world countries or in a war zone. We have access to foraging when all these other ones break down. So all of these things are still with us. It's just what's going to, the capping level, the highest level of economics could really start to get quite subtle. And I think this would be breakthroughs in subtle energies that are occurring. And I think a lot of economics could be based on subtle energy transfer as well. Subtle body and selling is going to be very, very cool.